Speaking with David Hood, board member of the Northeast Exchange Club, sponsoring a charity concert event tomorrow evening at Ferg's in downtown St. Petersburg. David, welcome. I know this is kind of a return to live events for a club that for many, many years was involved with Ribfest. A lot of great memories from that.
That is great. That's all. That's true, Joe. It's like we ran Ribfest for 30 years, and I think over those 30 years, we usually had national acts that we used and raised money for charities for that for 30 years. But it's funny, in the last few years prior to us shutting down Ribfest, we actually started having some local band days. And so the club, when we closed down Ribfest, knew at some point that we would like to go and do music events again. So this is actually the first one, but again, we really are enamored with using local bands.
Yeah, well, that's terrific, and as you well know, we have some terrific local bands.
We do. We do.
Yeah. So what attracted you to Ferg's for this first one, and then we could talk a little bit about what people can expect when they come.
Sure. Well, I mean, part of trying to find a venue is that Mark Ferguson, who owns Ferg's, actually approached the club. Mark's been a fan of the Northeast Exchange Club for years and some of our efforts to provide money to the children's charities here locally, and actually approached us about the venue that he has built behind Ferg's. And I think probably most of your listeners have gone to Ferg's at one time or another, but I don't think a lot of people ever realize how big of a back area they have to have music venues. And so when Mark approached the club, we got really excited for the fact that he realized we were doing it for charities and really tried to make everything as comfortable as we could to put this event on.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. And so let's talk about the event. And first of all, the charities, your two main charities that are being benefited by the concert tomorrow night.
Yep. So the first one is a child abuse prevention center that is actually operated by Ready for Life, which is a large charity here locally that usually deals with kids in foster care that are aging out. Mm-hmm. But the director, Kathy Mize, of that organization has been part of the Exchange Club her entire life, and the National Exchange has a child abuse prevention focus. And so for years, we helped support the local Child Abuse Prevention Center. And so that was certainly made sense for us to be one of the first charities that we wanted to give to, along with another charity that really helped young women and families and babies called Baby Cycle Diaper Bank, which really provides diapers, which is probably one of the biggest needs that we see in the community when you have families that are struggling financially, is diapers for their babies.
Wow, okay. Well, the concert is tomorrow night. The tickets are $10. You also have a VIP opportunities. Talk a little bit about that.
Yep, so the VIP tickets, actually, when you come in with that ticket, you will get a band that will allow you to have two free drinks of your choice, and then there'll be also food in the VIP tent, which will include, you know, Cuban sandwiches, wings, vegetable trays, that kind of thing. So some light appetizers along with drinks, and also a place to sit.
Great. Well, that's terrific. Now the music. Let's get to the important part. It is a concert, and you have two great bands lined up.
We do. So the first one that's going to open for us will be called is Lee Cole and the Wranglers. And they'll start probably between 5 and 5:30 in the evening and go for a couple of hours. And then we're really excited about our main event, which is the Private Flag Band, which is actually a Kenny Chesney tribute band, which is pretty cool since Kenny Chesney was just in town this past weekend.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, you know, listeners can catch a song on YouTube, at least one, and you'll hear what a great tribute band this is, playing Chesney music. So, and they'll be on stage about what time tomorrow night?
They should be on stage around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay. Terrific. And concert goes all the way until 11 o'clock, and it will be a great night at Ferg's. We hope everyone will come out. Radio St. Pete will be live there for beginning at about 3 o'clock on Saturday, tomorrow afternoon. We'll have our tent there, and we'll be talking to some of the people who are there tomorrow afternoon and getting everybody set up for the concert, and maybe pick up a little bit of Lee Cole and the Wranglers when they start early in the evening. So that'll be coming up tomorrow here on Sunshine 96.7 FM. Most important thing is, how do people get tickets to this charity concert event tomorrow night at Ferg's?
Absolutely. So you can go on ticketweb.com to purchase either the general admission tickets and or the VIP tickets. There's certainly a few dollars of expense in that, as there always is when you buy tickets online. But also, the evening of the event, we will be selling tickets, both by credit card and cash, at the event.
That's terrific. David Hood, board member of the Northeast Exchange Club, welcome back to the concert business, David. And we will see you tomorrow at Ferg's.
That's great, Joe. We're excited. We can't wait for it. So.